Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Monday, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. DP is rolling with the Supernovas out in San Diego. So do not feel sorry for him. He left early this morning, I think, by his tweet. And they are probably there. And he's probably in great weather and having a good time. But we are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 13th Yankee Hill, Omaha location, 168th and Maple. We are live in effect down here at the Ticket, 1040 O Street. We always like to say on this windy, windy Monday, I think you have gusts of 40 miles an hour. We are the mecca of sports radio, located right here in your own Lincoln, Nebraska. Look at Strick. Look at Strick going. Strick almost got clipped.
Stricky.
Yeah, he didn't have. His short yard shoulder wasn't very good, but he got flip flops on, so we're gonna make sure he didn't.
Is it the flip flops or is it the Strick?
Strick. Yeah. I think Strick might have tried to get a little life insurance claim right there, but
he is complaining about NIL and all these NBA contracts. So he's probably looking for his own payout.
I understand it though. So we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to discuss. You know, we're going to talk about NBA playoffs. We're going to talk about the NFL draft coming up. Now you're going to start seeing some stuff, trades, more locked in. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the quarterbacks. I mean, if you turn the TV on, on Monday, you'll see, this person. I think it's a foregone conclusion. Caleb Williams is going number one. That's obvious. It's been very obvious, probably in the middle of the season. Even when his dad said he was going to go back to USC, which was never going to happen. Good negotiating ploy, though.
Is that one of those things that's worth a shot or just ridiculous because of the headache it caused?
I think it's worth a shot. I mean, Caleb Williams didn't say it. Why not? If you can get the equivalent of, say, your signing bonus and maybe put yourself in a better situation and more money the next year and with a rookie contract and you're – potentially going to go number one again. Why not? The battle for number two and what happens after that. And it's going to be pretty exciting in that first, 6 to 10 picks, I think, is going to, just in my opinion, is going to be pretty exciting. We got college basketball transfer portal news. We got some basketball news as well, and we'll play a little bit of, if we can get to it, which we should get to it, a little bit of a Matt Rhule presser from Saturday's practice / scrimmage. He talked, highlighted a few players, and you know, that'll fill out the two hours, and then lead you right into Royals, and then also at 7 o'clock, tune in for the Supernovas. No, that's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yes, I'm tripping. The Royals will be on at starting at 6, and then tomorrow at 7 p.m. DP and I think Coach Renee Saunders will be on the call for the Supernovas out there in San Diego. So that'll be a good call, because that's a pretty good rivalry. And then also, as you get closer to, I think May 12th is the end of their season, so you're going to see some more games kind of, you know, punched in these next few weeks. Playoff positioning, I think it's the final four teams, so that'll be interesting. Hopefully Omaha Supernovas will be able to do it and host a couple playoff games or playoff matches, excuse me, in this first year of professional volleyball. But the big news, not big news, but one of my big things is the NBA playoffs. Everybody's played a game. It's you're getting your second go around here. You know, obviously I'm a big Laker fan, LeBron fan. I think it comes down LeBron and AD are going to play. I think LeBron got a little bit too lackadaisical in the second half with the turnovers. That was disappointing, because I think the biggest thing LeBron brings, ideally, and I want your opinion on this, Austin, and this is basketball in general, is your ability to think your way through a second half. It's almost like a quarterback controlling the whole game. Mm. You know, controlling the pace, controlling every possession. And I think, you know, that's when you look at LeBron when he won the championship with the Lakers, and even before, and maybe even the year after, it was game, set, match. I think Denver leaned on their championship pedigree, and I think the role players, obviously D'Angelo Russell struggled, just got outplayed by Michael Porter Jr. or whoever. It's either Michael Porter Jr., Caldwell Pope, or Gordon. Your backup players or your secondary players have to break even or outplay them, or you don't have a chance to beat Denver.
Yeah, you're definitely onto something there. And I think there's two ways that Los Angeles can go about it. Number one is, you know, I think leaning into that every possession matters execution.
Yeah.
Just try to be better at a higher level. Now that means like a guy like Austin Reeves has to step up. D'Angelo Russell can't continue to, you know, hit the backboard and nothing else on shot. You have to be able to trust those guys to step up. The more interesting strategy to me would be to go full UConn. Treat the Nuggets like they're Purdue. Just let Jokic get to whatever the heck he wants. And stay face guarding, man-to-man.
Jamal Murray.
Even Pope, Aaron Gordon to some degree. Because you know Denver thrives on that off-the-ball movement and that feel.
Yeah.
Right? And so much of that is Nikola Jokic. Dare Jokic to have a 35% usage rate. He doesn't like to do that.
Yeah.
He likes to pick his spots. He likes to, like you say, you know, play quarterback and put other guys in position to succeed. I wonder how committed he would be to taking, you know, 25, 30 shots a game if the Lakers presented it. Like yeah, he's going to score a lot of points, but the harder you make it for everyone else, it's just going to make him a little uncomfortable. Maybe try that for a game. You have to switch it up against him, too.
And maybe try it for a quarter or two when you're maybe have a lead, you know. And now here's what I want to ask you, just to piggyback on that. Would you switch Anthony Davis off of him? Or would you, since you're letting him essentially have at it, would you run different bodies at him and save Anthony Davis to be able to be in a switch with, you know, Austin Reeves and Jamal Murray? So then you have a better, you're putting, because Anthony Davis can play D and he's long and athletic, to really, really hamper in on of, okay, we are going to try to eliminate a lot of you other guys and really put it on Jokic's back.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. AD's a good one-on-one defender, but Jokic cooks everyone. So
right.
I don't want to, like you're saying, put that strain on him and even that scrutiny to do something that no one in the world is tasked with being able to do.
Well, he's not
going to
get any help, so then you're really at his you're really at his beck and call.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I do is I almost use AD more like Giannis, right? Where Giannis isn't the primary, you know, paint protector. It's Brook Lopez's job.
Yeah.
He'll play drop, he'll protect the rim. But what makes Giannis so good is how much ground he can cover, and he's so good coming from the weak
and
side.
And that's when AD is really at his best.
AD is at his best that way, too.
Off
so
the ball
stick
defender.
Him on Peyton Watson. Stick him on Aaron Gordon if, right. if he's out, right? So he can roam off the ball, go for steals, protect the rim from the weak side.
And that's really when he's at his best as a defender. And that's why he probably always says he doesn't want to play center.
Right.
But the problem is offensively, he presents so much problems for centers defensively. And so if Lakers had somebody on their roster right now, which they don't have, were able to do that, it would pay dividends. So we talked about that. That's going to be a interesting how they handle tonight, because generally if Nuggets get up 2-0, it's going to be hard to win next 4 out of 5. I don't think it. I can see the Lakers going 2-0 at home and being 2-2. Then it will come down to Game 5.
Yeah,
and that's going to be the series. But they have a chance to surprise Denver. I think Denver has shown some chinks in their armor, and that's hard. Look, they're defending champs. It's hard, and so I could see somebody upsetting them. But right now they are rolling pretty good. Another, I want to ask you, are you more impressed with the Timberwolves or an Ant-Man, of course, or OKC, what you saw them against of Zion-less Pelicans?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Barely squeaking out a 2-point victory last night.
I have no clue what to make of those two series, because I still think that Phoenix is a terrible matchup for Minnesota, but they dominated. Ant was talking his trash.
We, that's what we do.
And I love it.
That's
right?
What we do. We do our thing. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised necessarily, but I just thought basketball-wise that game was going to be tighter. That's a big credit to Rudy, to Ant, to Alexander Walker, to McDaniel, obviously, and Mike Conley, really having a career resurgence these last couple of years. Minnesota's good, right? The number one defense in the league for a reason. Phoenix counters by playing small. And I thought that was going to give Minnesota more fits. So I'm not exactly sure if this first game was the outlier game one emotion, first time back at home in the playoffs, you know, for a series like this in a while, or if it is going to be, you know, more of the norm. The Oklahoma City and Pelican series, I have some similar but different questions, because on the one hand, New Orleans does have a lot of centers, even without Zion there, and that's been the one question. Like, yeah, Chet's good, not a true center. You saw Nance play some bully ball. You saw Valanciunas play some bully ball at times. And OKC only squeaked out with a two-point win. But if New Orleans was going to win a dirty, grimy game like this,
first one,
it had to be this one, because I think Oklahoma City now knows it can cover Brandon Ingram one-on-one.
Right.
They can trust Cason Wallace on CJ McCollum, that Jalen Williams is going to have a big role to play, and that Shea can get anywhere he wants, even against Herb Jones. So as a Pelicans enjoyer, not a fan, but someone who likes watching their style of play, I hope it's a sign that we're in for a really good 1-8 series. But as a Thunder appreciator for the way they've built their team, how they feel even ahead of schedule, I'm worried that New Orleans just missed its best shot.
Yeah, to really turn the league, or turn the Western Conference upside down, I think that was a great opportunity, because they outplayed them for pretty much about 3.5 quarters, I felt
That's
like.
That's a game of huge runs.
But OKC showed a little bit of metal, even though they don't have any kind of, you know, playoff experience. So, I think they're, you know, they're a well-coached team. Shea's, you know, one of the elite players in the league. And on a team of young players, he is head and shoulders their guy. Chet's a close second. But I think Chet can be defensed by physicality. And so once Chet learns how to play around and through some physicality, I think you'll see games like that be the outlier versus this is going to be. I think OKC is going to win the series, but I think it's going to be a grind.
Yeah, I'm
telling you, I think the Pelicans have underachieved because you had Zion all year,
right?
And so when you have him for all this, you should be a higher seed than number 8. That's my opinion.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, but don't forget they ended up 2 games back of the Clippers, right?
Yeah.
They're in that mess in the middle.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to give them a pass for this year because it was their first full year with
him. Not, yeah.
So next year's got to be the year.
Yeah.
If there's going to be.
And they
got to
make some moves too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other series I want to ask you about real quick, which is I think it's the Clippers are going to win. I think the Clippers are starting. They are in a great position, I feel, because everybody's talking about OKC. They're talking about the Lakers. You're talking about Ant-Man. Nobody's talking about the Clippers.
Mm-mm.
And if there's ever a position where the Clippers can kind of sneak in the back door or ever a year, this is the year.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about them. Kawhi's relatively healthy. Westbrook's happy. You saw James Harden have a resurgence. And it was set to the point that the Clippers were playing so well as a cohesive as a team, offensively and defensively, led by former Husker Tyronn Lue, that you saw Kyrie's usually a cool and collective guy, even under stressful situations, because he's so immensely skilled. I don't know if you saw it. You saw him lose his you-know-what on the bench, and it was frustration, because that's the championship. Kyrie's been a champion.
Yeah.
Right? He knows what it takes. And it also let me think it's a good – it shows he's actually invested in Dallas.
Right.
Because I thought he was going to Dallas as the trade, then he was going to go somewhere else. And then he signed back with Dallas. It lets me know he's invested.
Mm-hmm.
And it lets me know he's frustrated by some things internally that haven't been maybe either addressed or rectified during the season, because it just comes out in the highest pressure situation.
Yeah, the Clippers aspect of this, do they allow 8 points in a quarter again? Probably not.
No.
Again, they won by 12. But you're right that I think they're in a nice position for them. Getting home court in the first round is big. If that 1-8 series is a grind, that benefits the Clippers, who, they're older, but they're battle-tested. They've been there before. I think Kawhi's going to come back healthy. I really do. I mean, he didn't load manage or miss that much time this year. I think he's in a better spot. And the Clippers had a stretch, like, right around the new year, where it was them and Boston in the finals or bust.
Yeah.
The Clippers were playing some of the best basketball in the NBA. Cooled off a little bit, didn't find their rhythm after the All-Star break, still managed to snag the 4 seed. So I do think they're in a really good spot. Dallas is interesting to monitor just because of the whole, is Luka the next James Harden sort of thing, right? He's done more in the playoffs to this point in his career than James Harden has, you know, individually. But is there a next step? Is there a next level? Are these the right pieces for Dallas? I don't know. I mean, Dallas was the second best team in the NBA over the last like 20, 25 games of the year. It was them and Boston in net rating. So we know there's a good team there in Dallas, but are they better able to leverage their strengths? And I don't think anyone on Los Angeles can credibly guard Luka for 48 minutes.
They can't guard or Kyrie, but but when you look at Dallas, they don't have anybody else.
Right.
PJ Washington.
Hey, Derek Lively, man.
Yeah, but but nobody. And they don't have anybody else. You have a starter that didn't have any points. You had another one that had three. And on the bench, the most you got was Tim Hardaway Jr. with six. And he only played 16 minutes. And you got to think, you lost by 12 points to the Clippers, and Paul George couldn't hit, you know, throw a rock in the ocean as far as his capabilities. You know what I mean? But you had a great game from Russell Westbrook. Powell came off and provided, you know, the defensive, you know, intensity. And then obviously Mason Plumlee, who didn't give you any points, but the physicality and give Zubac some rest means they don't have to change what they do.
No.
Here comes, you got one big brute in Zubac that's obviously more offensively skilled and better defensively, but not too much of a drop off defensively with this second unit. And you didn't even get PJ Tucker in there, which he's probably mad, but, yeah, I think
Tuck wagon keeps rolling.
Yeah, I know, right? He's going to be in the league for like 25 years, averaging 4 points for a career average. But I think that's a series to watch, because I think if it doesn't turn around in a good showing, I wouldn't be surprised if Jason Kidd is a kind of a surprise firing, or they mutually decide to leave, and or do they try to – you might have to move Kyrie. I know you just signed him. Luka's the franchise guy. Tim Hardaway is a starter, I think, in this league. He's not starting. And you're going to have to add one or two more pieces to make this a viable Dallas Mavericks roster.
And I think it's got to be on the wing.
That's what I'm saying. Tim Hardaway is kind of like a stopgap, right?
Yeah. I think he's best at a two as well, which is overlap with Kyrie right now.
Right. And he plays better as that two with Luka. You know, we'll see. If things don't show some light, like, okay, this is how it can mesh, and Kyrie's a little bit older.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of places where Kyrie can play, because he's actually played really well, and he's been a great teammate.
Well, his game can age better than some of these other point guards we've talked about getting traded around.
Right.
Like, his game is going to age better than Westbrook's. Probably slightly better than even like Harden or Conley. I think he's had a resurgence.
Right. And
but
better than Chris Paul.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. And he's healthy this year.
Yeah.
And he's invested. This is like it's like a resurgence of Kyrie. You're getting the best version of Kyrie at the end of his career, but nevertheless, never too late. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we're going to come back, talk a little bit of college basketball transfer portal news. We got a lottery pick that decided to declare for the draft. Nebraska has a commit. We have some local guys in St. Thomas. Where is he going? What's the latest on Chucky Hebron? If anybody knows that, like out there, we need a texter to text in. We're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.